You're with SBS Radio.
Yes, out of 778 award recipients in the General Division of the Order of Australia, no fewer than 35, or 4.5%, are Jewish, in a community that constitutes a mere 0.4% of the total Australian population. So at this time of year, when we focus on Australia Day, the Queen's birthday, and everything associated with that, we ask ourselves why the Jewish community appears to be punching so far above its weight in achievements. The value we place on educating ourselves and others is part of the Jewish culture. So that could be a reason.
Of course, because we want our kids to go to school and study. And I think most people want to, but this is part of the culture. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Jews have been recognised this year on the Queen's Birthday Honours for making a difference in a wide array of fields, from different branches of medicine to philanthropy, Indigenous education and civic leadership, including, of course, leadership roles within the Jewish community. In a touching tribute, the late Professor David Cooper of Sydney was posthumously recognised as a Companion of the Order of Australia. That's an AC, which is the highest honour, and it was a source of pride and fulfilment for his wife, Dori Cooper. He conducted extensive research and clinical work into HIV/AIDS, and he was considered a world leader in development of treatments and helping people. Of course, when that huge epidemic came out in the 1980s, he was right onto it, and he helped save potentially thousands of lives. In Melbourne, the family of the late community stalwart Johnny Baker has taken comfort and pride in news that he has been recognised with a Medal of the Order of Australia, OAM, for his widespread contribution to Jewish communal life over many decades. And the high-achieving Jewish Australian singled out for Officers of the Order of Australia, AO, philanthropist Max Beck, science researcher Professor Helena Rubinstein Dunlop, psychologist Paula Nathan, educator Julie Singer Scanlon, scientist Professor Sever Sternhill, and clinician Professor Frank Vadia. Each of these awardees is a credit to the Jewish community and to the wider Australian community, and of course we wish all of them a hearty mazel tov on their recognition.
Well, of course, mazel tov for all the recipients, and one of them is an Israeli migrant to Australia, Moshe Rosenzweig, and we spoke to Moshe about his achievement. And there's so many people, the list, you mentioned there are 35 people, which is enormous number when you compare it to the population. We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitz Lowenstein. Shane, about 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the University of Sydney's Student Representative Council, about a controversy over the magazine, the front page of the magazine. What is the follow-up for that story, if you can remind us what happened and the follow-up?
Yeah, it's quite troubling. So this was several weeks ago. There was Honi Soit, which is the official magazine of the University of Sydney. They had a special women's edition, and the guest editors of that chose to place on the front cover, to celebrate women, a photograph of a suicide bomber, Hamida Al-Taher, who was back in the Lebanese Civil War, killed about 50 Israelis and Lebanese in an attack. So the AUJS, Australian Union of Jewish Students, rightly complained about that to the Student Representative Council and said many of its members, Jewish students, were very upset about it, understandably. Surprising thing is the reaction, the response from the Student Representative Council has been quite shocking, in that they passed a motion by 11 votes to 10 last week that called the image of Hamida Al-Tahar highly defensible. They went further and they labelled AUJS's complaint an attack on free speech. And they also stated that defenders of recent Israeli massacres, in their words, should be confronted about their bigoted views. One more thing that happened was, additionally, there was a report from the Student Representative Council's women's officer who said Israel is an apartheid, genocidal settler colonial regime, and it was the stance of the women's collective who produced this edition to oppose Israel's existence. So writing for the Australian Jewish News this week, Orgy's political director Noah Block and Orgy's University of Sydney president Ben Ezes said, you know, the suggestion that mere criticism by Orgy's of something is a suppression of free speech is ridiculous and sets a worrying precedent. And also the Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim entered the debate. He said, glorifying terrorism with positive portrayals of violent symbols is despicable. And he said these statements, you know, that were found in this magazine and now in the motion, fall squarely within the International Holocaust Association's working definition of anti-Semitism. And he said it was the height of hypocrisy for the for this motion to follow a complaint by Orgy's.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, on a happier note, we've got a well-known figure in the Jewish community, an educator, that just celebrated his 100th birthday.
Many Jewish New South Wales residents would know Max Lemberg. He's known affectionately as the Bar Mitzvah King in Sydney. He's turned 100. He now lives at the Montefiore home in Randwick. But until very recently, he was a long-time teacher at Moriah College. And also, he was there for 50 years, teaching Jewish history and Hebrew. He was also at the Central Synagogue teaching Bar Mitzvah boys, hundreds of Bar Mitzvah boys over many years, and also did private lessons at the New South Wales Board of Jewish Education. So in a lovely moment, some Moriah students and staff celebrated his 100th birthday, and he even had messages of well wishes from as far away as the UK, Berlin, and Israel.
That's where his students are, yes.
Yes. So the birthday boy said, it was lovely to teach all those students. He loved teaching at Moriah College. He loved the kids, he said. He says, I gave everything from my heart. He said it came from his strong Jewish background as a child. So he said, it was quite natural for him to go on to teaching all these Bar Mitzvah boys. And he said, the most important thing is learnt in 100 years is the value of Judaism. He said, Yiddishkeit is a way of life, and it's the values of family and of goodness and of community that counts.
So happy birthday, 100th birthday to Max Lemberg. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.